So the best ribs in Chicago went to a place that's not even from Chicago. Not even from the United States.
Nope.
It's B96. It's Mogan Carla Mornings. And I was one of the great hosts, or sorry, judges of the Rib Fest in North Center this weekend. And it was a whole debacle. On the part of the Rib Fest, but they said that I could come out and be a, I'm using air quotes on this, all right, celebrity judge.
You are a celebrity judge.
I don't know about all that. but I thought, sure, I'll go out there and eat some ribs. It'll be a great time.
Yeah.
So I go out there. It's Saturday, right? And I tell my wife, I'm like, okay, we're going to go out there. We're going to take our 2.5-year-old. I make a whole plan. We're going to go spend the whole day at Rib Fest. It's going to be great. We moved our daughter's nap to an earlier time. We were starting to run late. I was stressed, so I sent my wife on the bus and I took an Uber. I got there on time, and despite all the stress, Stacy and the baby, they went on the bus and on the train, and they were dealing with all kinds of craziness. And when she takes the stroller, she has to use an elevator, and the elevator smells like pee.
Yes. It does.
Anyway, all this to find out, I get there at 2 o'clock on Saturday. And I wasn't supposed to be there until 2 o'clock on Sunday.
A whole 24 hours early.
So I was there a whole day early. And so I called my wife and I said, take your time getting here. We don't have to be here for another 24 hours. Let me tell you, she was a little bit annoyed. And she was like, whose fault is this? Theirs or yours? And I said, I hate to tell you. It's mine. I saw the email and it said Sunday the 7th at 2 p.m. And here I was on Saturday the 6th at 2 p.m. So anyway.
You just needed some ribs real bad.
I needed some ribs. So we went, we got some ribs. We had a great time checking out all things Rib Fest. You know, there's music and the whole bit.
It was a vibe. I was there on Sunday as well.
There's a ton of different places serving ribs, serving food. There was this place from Austin, Texas that we got some good ribs at. There was this soul food place that we got some good ribs at. And then yesterday, I went back by myself. I didn't make the whole family rearrange their whole lives.
Again.
And I judged the Rib Fest. And let me tell you about the meat sweats. So Ahmad, the Amazing, came out to support. I didn't even know you were going
to
be there.
Yeah, I decided to pop up.
Yeah, so I appreciate that. And I ate ribs from 11 different rib places.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all blind, like, rib eating.
Uh-huh. Were you cleaning all of them? Like, were you eating them all, like, the whole rib?
So so when I first started, the first place gave me 2 ribs, uh-huh. and I ate 2 ribs. The second place gave me 3, and I went, oh, wait a minute. If I eat 2 ribs from every place, I'm going to have killed 22 ribs, like, and some were giving us even more.
That's like 2 racks.
Yeah. So I slowed down a little bit, and I was just eating like 1 rib from each place.
Nice.
But it was a blind tasting, and so we just ranked them and determined a winner. And it turns out the winner of the whole thing was this Australian Awesome Aussies ribs. And so we got to talk to the guy.
Thank you very much. It's been great to be here. Look at all these crazy people out here lined up for barbecue. This was even before we won best ribs. So it's fantastic.
Yeah, so the best ribs in Chicago went to Awesome Aussies.
Yeah, I got to try them. They were pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to knock them.
They were pretty good. There were 5 of us judges who were ranking all these ribs. Now, you ask yourself, what are the qualifications of these judges? I don't know. There was one guy that likes to smoke meats. He might have been the most I like to eat.
there was a drag queen and also a guy that was on The Golden Bachelor. Like, it was a nice array of people.
It was an interesting crew. And then somehow I was up there.
I loved it, though.
Just chilling there.
It was a vibe, for sure.
It was a vibe at Rib Fest in North Center yesterday. Had a lot of fun. Ate a lot of ribs. I think I'm still digesting these ribs.
Same.
But you know what? I've been trying to up my protein.
Yeah, that's a good place to start.
And I brought a bunch of ribs home with me. So shout out to everybody who made their way out to Rib Fest this weekend. There was so much going on in Chicago this weekend between the half marathon, the Rib Fest, the Pokemon Go Fest, which like crashed servers for Pokemon Go that was happening at Grant Park. I mean, it was just a busy, busy weekend. The people were out and about.
It's summertime shy.
It's summertime shy. It even rained for a moment and people were like, I don't care.
Same. Yeah. I was one of those people.
You were at the beach.
Yeah. I was like, we're going to wait it out a little bit. I'm not going home.
Ahmad at the beach in the rain. I
loved it.
We are commercial free at 7 8:50, we'll have Can't Crush Carla. Carla is out today. She's recovering from the half marathon. Mm-hmm. So she's sleeping in today. She'll be back tomorrow, but we're still going to do Can't Crush Carla, but it'll be Can't Crush Ahmad today.
I have to defend the title.
Yeah, so get set for that. That is at 7:50. It's Moog and Carla Mornings on B96, the Rhythm of Chicago.